Hey everybody, it's Andrew Grummet here, Andrew Grummet's podcast for January 19th, 2006, and I am here with Scott Johnson.
Hey everyone.
And we are at Pod Shows HQ in San Francisco doing this podcast to tell you about something we're getting ready to launch tonight.
So Andrew, what are we launching tonight?
We are launching developer.podshow.com. Which will be the Pod Show, will be the HQ for Pod Show Developer Relations. We're looking at developing APIs and tools for tool developers and people who want to make better products for podcasters and podcast listeners.
Well, that's cool. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? Like, what kind of APIs do you want to provide, or are you already providing?
Well. Podcasting, as a lot of you probably know, is built on open standards and protocols, namely the RSS 2.0 syndication format. Also, if you're listening to this, you may be sort of a geek to begin with, but also you may be familiar with OPML, the OPML format, which is used to track lists or represent. Among other things, it's actually used to represent a lot of things, but one of them for podcasters is to represent lists of subscriptions.
Okay.
So actually, I want to step back a minute because we didn't really get a chance to introduce you, Scott.
Okay.
So tell us, well, I can tell you why I invited you here. Why don't you say something about who you are? And
well, my name is Scott Johnson. I blog over on fuzzyblog.com, and I podcast on a site called techwarstories.com. And I'm sort of a professional geek, and I've been doing this stuff forever. And I'm most known these days for creating feature.com, a site which I have recently left. And finding myself with a bunch of time on my hands, I got in touch with my buddy Andrew, who is in charge of engineering over at Podshow, and said, hey, man, I'm here. And you've been great to work with in the past, and you know, if you guys need lamp help or strategic help or whatever, you know, just call me.
So yeah, so the reason I called Scott up was because he's a geek and a podcaster, and he's run developer programs and knows a lot about APIs, and working with him the last few days has been a hell of a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, sir. So let me talk a little bit about APIs.
Sure.
In my previous gig, which shall remain nameless, one of the things that we were successful at was getting our APIs directly into end user client software. So you could go into a product like, Nick Bradbury's utterly wonderful Feed Demon, right, which is just a fantastic news aggregator, and you could directly search. My last unnamed gig from it. And what Andrew's striving for at Podshow is to bring that sort of flexibility for the end user to take great APIs and make them in such a compelling way that somebody who's building an application, whether it's a podcasting tool or an aggregator or something that we haven't even conceived of, could easily tap into the resources that Podshow is providing. So can you tell us a little bit about the first API?
Yeah, sure. So this has all been kind of abstract up till this point. But what we want to do, we'll be launching pretty soon, and if you're listeners to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, you're well aware of this. We're developing a podcast network that will provide tools and hopefully a really good time to podcasters and listeners and all kinds of people. And moving forward, we're looking at building out an API face to that system so that all manner of tools, podcast clients, podcast producing software, will be able to talk to our network. I'm really looking forward to doing that. But we haven't launched that. It's in rapid development, and actually it's some cool stuff coming. But in the meantime, one of our launch sites, music.podshow.com, already has a lot of XML output, and we're looking at...
Hey, Andrew?
Yeah.
One thing that at least I didn't know before I got here was I knew that music.podshow.com existed, but I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
And I suspect a lot of developers who are aware of PodShow, but aren't sort of aware of everything that's going on. Can you tell us what music.podshow.com is?
Yeah, absolutely. So as more and more podcasters came on the scene, they found that a lot of people were interested in playing music on their podcasts, and one of the difficulties has been securing the legal rights to replay that music on podcasts. It's actually, you have to either have money or specialized knowledge or connections oftentimes to replay the music that sort of we all grew up with. So since we're, you know, having trouble, you know, since it's just been so difficult to overcome the obstacles of playing that music, the folks Adam and Chris Rockwell set out to develop a new network of music that was licensed in such a way that the music could be played. And sort of at the same time that happened, you know, we've seen this rise of artists, you know, independent artists who maybe traditionally wanted to get big record deals but simply couldn't because you know, the record companies are taking sort of fewer and bigger chances. So there were a lot of folks already interested in getting their material out. So it was kind of a nice coincidence. And so there actually has been a lot of interest from the creative community in putting their music up.
Okay, so that's, in other words, when Adam says PodSafe Music Network, that's what it means. It can be used in a podcast?
Absolutely.
Cool.
So the terms of the agreement is that the artists put their music up and make it available for download and playing in podcasts, and the podcaster's end of the bargain is that they have to provide links back, reporting when they play the music and provide links back to the artist's website.
Ah, okay. So there's a fair amount of manual work the individual podcaster has to do then.
Right, with the reporting.
Okay. Now, with a lead-in like that, everyone who's listening knows that, of course, we wouldn't say that if we weren't going to solve that problem. With that handoff, Andrew.
Yeah. So the first sort of snippet of you know, reusable code and APIs that we'll be providing is a WordPress. Sorry, let's try that again. WordPress plugin.
Go, Matt Mullenweg. Go, Matt Mullenweg.
Yeah, we'll have. So we're developing a WordPress plugin for. Reporting pod play, as we call it. The music network will emit an RSS feed containing information about what was played for a particular show and when, and that'll all be ingestible by this plugin that you can put in any WordPress blog.
Well, cool. So in other words, I'm a podcaster and I use these five tracks from the PodSafe Music Network. And then I go to your site, I click off which ones I used, and then all of a sudden the WordPress plugin gets a new RSS feed and puts that information right in my blog?
Right, that's exactly right.
Outstanding.
So as a podcaster or someone who's just following someone else's podcast, you'll just enter a code on a config screen, and that plugin will populate on your front page of your blog with pointers back to the various parts of the PodSafe Music Network or to the artist's website. And you know, we hope that'll be a great discovery mechanism for people to learn about new music or to simply report what they've been playing on their own blogs. And that should be coming out by the time this podcast goes live, or if not, very shortly thereafter.
Yeah, so since I'm one of the people helping write it, it might not be tonight. but in all seriousness, we hope to deliver that tomorrow. And the reason why I said go Matt Mullenweg is because Matt's done a great job with WordPress, and it's a great system to hack on.
Yeah. You know, we hope to start by, you know, offering up some roses to you all developers who might be following this. And do keep your eye on developer.podshow.com. We will be doing a lot of docs and sample implementations and building out of APIs on our systems. And boy, that stuff is a hell of a lot of fun. Go ahead, Scott.
And don't hesitate to email us thoughts, input, feedback at podshowdeveloper@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. And we will watch this space for more podcasts.
Night, guys.